This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And we're going to talk about what Americans spend their time doing 138 minutes every single day.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
And you should spend your time wisely, obviously, because a lot of us have so much going on.
Over-wiping is the thing.
But you can't help but doing this constantly because of the way the world is right now.
What does that mean?
I'm telling you what your biggest waste of time is.
But what is the way the world is right now?
Well, it is stressful, like the economy, and people can't afford to pay bills, and their rent is getting higher.
I don't know a world that never existed like that. I was thinking about it the other day, this compounding of that. And, like, as I live longer, I see trends and I see things, and I've gotten weirded out by stuff that turned, like the thing, like the guy with the dog. Like, yeah. You just thought, oh my God, this could be the worst thing ever. And then turns out, you know what? So that day you had to pay $5 a gallon, but the next day it was back down. There's little moments where, oh my God, everybody's at the bank getting their money out.
Yeah, nothing's going to be cheap anymore.
No.
But it seems like you got more of a brighter outlook, I guess, way back then.
Because there wasn't the inundation of, like, we were talking earlier about, we know about politics over in Syria. We were talking about something off the air.
Yeah.
Talking about something with,
like,
Syria.
A new president.
You knew the president. And I'm like, is it that you never knew that stuff? You never knew you might hear about it later on in history class, but you never knew about it real time. And, like, again, God bless the world, but God bless America first. And I mean that by, I worry about this one first before I worry about the other ones.
Well, what I'm getting at is,
because they ain't praying for us.
I think this kind of compounding stress factor in everybody's life began with COVID. Where,
oh, bull.
I do.
I remember seeing my mom and daddy, well, my mama, like, crying about having to float checks. Because she's like, I know the money can be there. Well, Mary, they don't. And, this is before Tiger Trans, the Antichrist, came in and started ruining for poor people.
Yeah, but I think as far as a reality of something that can change your life instantly, that was the beginning of it. And so Americans, they spend 138 minutes worrying every day.
Oh, Lord, that's low.
I was going to say selfies or, you know, something like that.
I thought it was going to be something frivolous, like looking for something to watch on TV.
I'm looking for some trim.
So that includes finances, family, or things that you put off and need to do, which I've got a long list of things that I try to prioritize and be organized.
How many things on the – I will tell you a quick exercise. How many things on the list?
Well, at least one big thing every day, like housework-wise.
But the big list –
oh, gosh, there's so many.
When the list becomes too long and you don't departmentalize it, what you got to do is you got to take that list and you got to instantly identify the five things that matter right now.
Yeah.
and then you move them over to this list and knock them out first before you worry. Because the things like, oh, I got to get out my summer clothes. I'm just talking like you now. I got to get out my summer clothes and put out my winter clothes. Like, that does not matter right now. But it compounds with that other stress. I'm telling you what shrinks or therapists have told me.
I got to clean the floors, get myself a Brazilian.
I had to go to a life coach to explain to me, what do I need to do with my day? Because I am working when most are not and vice versa. And I'm in this world of, I got free time. It's my happy hour is like noon. And y'all wait until 5, 6 o'clock.
They don't got time for that.
I mean, it was just, and I was like, but I also want to be proactive in all this other stuff. And I had to get somebody to lay it out for me. So take that big list, whittle it down to the five most important, and then go with that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What if they're too big, though? Wouldn't you do, like, knock out easy ones?
The problem with me is time constraints. Like, I'll do prep cooking and do that. Well, it takes longer than I anticipated to do things. Then, like, for example, doing laundry, it takes longer than I thought to wash and dry and everything, because you got to keep drying and you know what I mean? It's like when you have an hour of extra time, how am I going to spend this hour wisely? And that's what I do.
Right. Because it all matters.
And then you worry, oh, damn, I forgot to pay that. I've got to pay that. And then I got to, forgot about that. Got to pay that next. It's just hard. And that's what people do, is they spend their time worrying, you know, am I going to be healthy? What's going to happen? I just had a mammogram. Are they going to find something? That's just...
But if money was not involved, you would still worry. Because everybody's saying, all this involves money. But it would. So let's say everything was free, and you were sitting at home, and you have plenty.
I'd be happier.
But it would, if you saw on your phone, which is also free, that so-and-so and company from Spartanburg are coming over to the farmer's market where everything is free, and they're taking all the tomatoes.
Bastards.
Yeah, they're taking all the tomatoes, and they're wanting to barter them out 2 for 1 now. You're going to get pissed, even though everything's free.
I'm going to go to Lazy Goat Produce instead.
It's that human condition that we have of fear of missing out, but also fear of not getting mines.
I quit doing this years ago.
I've been working on it.
Because I'm like, mine was always a money stress. I totaled everything that I owed, and I'm like, I'm just not going to be able to pay it. So I don't worry about it.
You're just not going to pay a percentage of your...
I'm just like...
Or any of it.
You worry about... Yeah, honestly, you worry about the hit, and you're like...
Oh, well. Know, 7 years.
Say I maintain the situation. I'm honestly going to be able to... I mean, honestly, get into a house or a car in a, you know, like... In
Can I ask you a question about something you said years ago that I don't know if you still want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still suffer from, like, filing bankruptcy?
No.
You don't?
No.
How long ago?
That was 2009.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I didn't really suffer afterwards.
Oh, really?
Score went up 80 points within 6 months.
God.
I was getting credit card offers. Didn't take them. I was getting them,
right?
Getting loan offers, which is kind of scary. It's predatory. It still is, like, immediately after you finish it.
That they know. Like, somebody is selling something.
And they come after you.
Yeah.
But even then, like, I missed a window with a house because I couldn't come up with a 15, 10% down
payment. When you move somewhere,
isn't
it odd that all of a sudden landscapers are sending you things in the mail and pressure washers and all these people, like, they're wording it like your new home. Like, how the hell do you know?
Uh-huh. It's weird that you're on
the realtors are selling it.
No, I did it myself.
Not all of them, but many of them bad ones are.
I did it myself and messed up a lot, and you learn a lot. But ironically, who can afford $1,200 for a bankruptcy attorney when you're bankrupt?
I tell you this, real talk. You know who sells more of that information than probably, like, really realtors is people who sell home warranties.
Oh.
They sell that right out the door to all those people that buy those lead gen.
Oh yeah, I can imagine
you
that.
You bastards.
I mean, it's smart, but it's like, you know, it's weird. It's like, you know, the movie Vanilla Sky is like, in the future, if...
His face got messed up in the end.
Well, not that part. But the AI and the girl was really dead. But that, you know, where...
He jumped.
He, whatever he's thinking of, he'll see an ad for it. Like the way people think Google is and Alexa and all that stuff. But is that bad? Are you tired of... I'd like to watch commercials that I'm more into if I got to watch commercials than I would... Like, you sitting there and you're watching, like, old TV shows, you're like, enough with the ARP ads. I'm not going to retire anytime soon. But most people watching this show are.
Yep.
And so, but if it fine tunes it to that, I don't mind it much.
Even really on your phone, though, because if you're on the same Wi-Fi network, then it's on the phone in a banner ad, or it's on the TV as an ad.
So, I mean, if you bought a new home and you moved there and you're like, oh crap, I got to find somebody to, if you don't have a lawnmower, I got to find somebody to cut the grass and do this and do that. And yeah. Well, there's a service that will sell your information and then send you little cards in the mail. And often look like they're handwritten, but it's not. It's auto pen.
Oh, yeah, I see that stuff.
You see the it's like, yeah. Oh, they hand wrote my name on
oh,
here.
Oh, how nice.
They invited me to Rick Irwin's.
This is really odd how that stuff gets overlooked and not revisited.
Mm-mm. But it's because everybody's got their hand in it.
Like with Elon and, you know, cutting people checks. That's kind of odd, right? Just really odd.
The oddity of that is this man who is about the one of the guys behind PayPal, you know, this cashless exchange, is now writing physical checks.
Yeah,
big ones. To me, that's odd. He should just walk up with his phone and, like, scan their retina and send it to their
Metaglasses really
or whatever the hell.
Zill it to me, bro.
So
when you have those, can you pay for stuff by just blinking at the cashier?
God, probably. I mean, they got stores you can walk in with no payment method.
You just pull your glasses down. I need to see your real eyes. Wink at me if you really want to buy this.
No payment method.
Well, like, you don't have to physically carry anything on you. You just, you know, they automatically bill it. Like they know
like
what's in your
back
car.
Back in the old days where you had an account.
Like that.
Okay.
That gives or that store at in Vegas. You walk in there. It's. I don't even know if you have. I think you scan your credit card or whatever debit card. You walk in and then whatever you take out of there, when you walk out, it scans it out and takes it all.
I wouldn't.
There's
trust
never
that.
An exchange of people.
I would never trust that.
I wouldn't as the business owner because I think, Lord, if they shoved it up there
I'll
far enough, it might not pick up on the lasers.
I'll tell you why. Because you know when you use those machines and you use your debit card or your Apple Pay, if you don't close it out, it's still open and people can use your account to get drinks. So what if it doesn't close when it's reading your information when you're leaving a store? They're
that's a good point.
Draining your bank account.
You call the bank and say, I didn't have all those margaritas at the bar they said I had. Yeah. They're like, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Like the old vending machine. You got
to
hit the complete button.
You do. That's what I'm saying. People don't know to do that.
The bank. I'll sit there and wait till the thing closes out and says end of transaction because I don't want to pull away while it's still logged in and homie behind me.
That's crazy on the button. People are shady. They'll do things like that.
There are a lot of shady people.
I'll do it at the driving range. It's automatic. I don't want people getting free range balls off of me.
No.
That's $7 a pop.
You got to close that out.
Maybe we can lower that down to about $5, swoo. I mean, hook it up.
There's nothing available for $5 anymore.
It's not.
No,
not even at $5 and below.
God, that's true, actually.
I mean,
they got a section of Beyond.
It's like Beyond.
Beyond.
It's like
Dollar Tree's got a $5 section.
And it's crazy when you go in there and you kind
of
get hypnotized.
Sons
by like
of bitches.
The things are like, wow, I can't believe this is only $5. And then you get back in that corner. I did. I'll tell you the truth about it. I saw some damn hand weights that were like 15 and 25 pounders. I'm like, for $5? Yeah, I went and got a damn buggy.
Yeah, got 75 of them?
No, they were 12.
They got you.
And then I had to be the dickhead who left the buggy there.
Okay. I do it all the time.
I'm like, look at you, sign. And they're like, look, we know Dollar Tree tells us the same thing. It's deception in advertising, Paige.
The plight.
All right. That was wonderful.
I'm like, this neck pillow is a dollar? Nope, five.
No, five. You're in the wrong section.
The only thing here that's really only five is the candy and the phone chargers. Everything else is like $7 to $12, but it's five and below.
It's okay. We got you.
Maybe if you was up north, yeah, that could be at play, but it doesn't work
maybe
here.
Maybe little wrestling figures and Stranger Things figures.
Little wrestling figurines.
Little figurines.
Yeah, the little tiny pop vinyls, they're not even $5. And that's bad when you got to tell a 3-year-old, you can't get all them.
It's too much.
Pick one, Junior.
All right. We'll get you phone calls next, 1-800, if there are any. I mean, I'm assuming there usually are, but, you know, what if? 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-877. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's 1-800.
Look at that.
It's jumping ahead.
I got to go pull the Drew.
You're not listening. It's 1-800 774-0093. And again, people still texting about how great Paige was yesterday on the roast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She can't even get through them all. We still got the clip, too.
It was wonderful.
Having a rough time.
Well, I got to go take the tires.
Okay.
You go ahead.
All right. I wish you the best of luck. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I listen to this in real life. I'm not even kidding.
I wouldn't stop watching it.
God, it's beautiful.
It is pretty.
Oh, here it comes.
Here comes Big Daddy.
They had to cut them off.
Oh, it went away.
I'm sure Weezer liked that cover.
I actually won, if there's a winner, I actually won the... Best damn audio battle.
That's what you tell everybody.
I think so. With that, I would give you that.
Yeah, I mean, all grace and glory goes to them, the power couple that is. And a lot of people have sent me messages and tweets and things saying, I think that's all a bit with that couple.
Oh, they're equally as attractive.
They do it on purpose to be viral. I don't think you can just do that way. I don't think you can pretend to sound like that as a bit and look the way they do as a bit. That was until we got this email. This is not going into a Mattman's conspiracy mystery. We got an email from Ricky and Crystal, and I don't know how to say your last name, and I don't want to mispronounce it because it looks like a bad word. But Ricky and Crystal in Swannanoa, North Carolina, made this based off what we just played.
Okay.
Made this for us. Enjoy. Okay.
Love.
love you a lot, the Rise Guys Morning Show. All the other stuff on the air, it kind of blows. We even listen to their dumb podcast and follow them on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
Ooh. I mean, dude.
Ew, ew.
So maybe the other couple, Ricky and Crystal, last name starts with a K-N and then the other words. Right in back. Like, what is it called? Enunciate that for me. Ever how you should say it.
Thanks for listening to the dumb podcast, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's great.
I hope they don't mean that sincerely. They were just trying to... That was good. Sorry that sounded like you, Paige, when I did that, but this is the...
Thanks for following me on X, Fatboy933. Go look for a little treat there.
The little treat is censored. People are texting in. They thought you were actually linking to...
I can't give you the actual link.
We get in trouble for stuff like that. Just like... Gosh, I'm sorry.
I can't even give you her name. Because it's a very dirty name.
Almost like that couple's last name.
Oh, okay. That was.
I want to give you full credit because actually, like your recording process, I want to find out what kind of mic y'all use because it sounds like better than ours sometimes.
Yeah, like how do you edit?
That sounded real good.
I enjoy that.
People are guessing at the last name. Y'all are awful. Dude, the NSA reads your text. I won't rat you out, but the NSA reads your text.
Especially when they see so many going to the same number.
You would think, like, what's going on here? They're texting a 1-800 number now. These mean words.
Do you think people go back and delete what they send? I imagine they would. Just out of their phones.
I know. For the longest time, again, great song. Someone that acted like they hated us on text, and then we met them in IRL, as the kids say now. And they were like a sweet person, you know, real nice or whatever. And it's kind of like this alter ego they would have on there. But they did not realize that we see the phone numbers at the time.
Yep.
And then when your phone number has like a certain... I can't give away his phone number. His phone number had 69 in it, and I always remember
it. How could you forget that?
Everything is identifiable. Whatever you send out there.
Generally speaking.
You got an ID.
Why no April Fools? Well, so let's talk about that. Speaking of things we can't play and things we can't say and link to on X and stuff.
Things we used to do.
Like, that's a big no-no now is, you know, telling people things are going on that are not. And...
don't even know where it started. I can't remember exactly, but, you know, something happened.
Were April Fool's started?
Well, you know, as far as, like, not doing it, the big kibosh.
Oh.
Because there are a couple kiboshers out there.
Well, I used to know that. There was something about, radio-wise, it was overseas. Not the C word, the actual body of water. So Europe, somewhere, think like that. And they had... Yeah, it was. It was BBC. And they had said that you could... A secret had come out that you could grow your own spaghetti. And they said if you plant spaghetti, that a spaghetti tree... Because people in Italy had been doing it, and they were saying people were just going over to trees and pulling strands of spaghetti out of it. And it sent, like...
A mamma mia!
Well, I can look it up, but like I want to say it was... it's BBC, so is that just England?
Yeah.
Oh, just. Okay, so it would have had to be just England.
I say, I thought the Italians were a lot smarter.
Wasn't it? Yeah, no, they were using the Italians. They were using the Italians. I know some Italians. Attorney Rob Ineri, I'll tell you about him later. I think they were just doing it on their own people because people were actually going out and planting... dude, here it is.
Oh, you found it?
I think. Oh, no.
I don't even think it's the fact that people are real
gullible. That was a different BBC. Yikes.
People aren't they gullible? They're just, you know, trusting. They don't think about
well,
it.
Can't you use, like, I think we're the most kind of conservative network. Yes. But you can get away with more stuff overseas, maybe with the BBC and other networks.
Well, yeah, but this is just like a funny little thing. So, I'm sorry. Okay, so before that, every year they'd been putting out like it was a funny little thing, but this one took off crazy. They actually Okay, so I guess BBC has a had a newspaper as well. Cause they took a photo, and the photo's online. 1957 is when that happened. Showing a woman pulling spaghetti out of plants, and that they convinced millions of people to start harvesting spaghetti.
I love that.
Jesus, really?
I'm gonna grow a spaghetti tree.
That's lame. You know what sucks? So here's one that I did choose. Can I turn a little bit of light on somehow?
I can do it
for you. It's
darker
here than normal.
I feel like if I give you the flicker, you get kind of wild.
Well, I don't want to take my sunglasses off.
Let's try this one here. Oh, hang on. I got it upside down.
Oh, you don't have to go full on light sunrise. Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
I just hit the one bulb. Okay.
That's good.
Wow.
Okay. So listen to this. The king of evil April Fool's Day pranks was Saddam Hussein between 1998 and 2001. First off, the country's government-ran newspaper, shocker, published a fake report that President, at the time, Bill Clinton, was lifting all sanctions on Iraq. If it had been true, it would have been a huge pop for the country's economy, but it was just a prank from old Saddam. The next year, 1999.
That's awful.
Remember his sons? I remember Uday.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know the other one's name.
Kusei.
Kusei and Uday.
Yeah, they were evil people. Glad they're dead.
Uday had a press conference. Again, they run the TV and the newspapers over there, much like it is here in our country. And they announced that food rations, which the poor in Iraq got, were now going to get bananas, Pepsi, and chocolate in each month's rations. And the people started a festival, and they started hooping and hollering. It's so exciting. They're going to get Pepsi, chocolate, and bananas. And
all
then
right.
Usay turns around and tells everybody it's a fool's joke.
God, that's, man.
That's a D move.
That's all. Like, what are you going to do? You can't really. Oh, that is a good one. Like, they killed all the Kurds.
That's pretty funny, no?
They were rapists. You got to kind of go along with the joke.
God, one of these I won't even mention on there because it involves a word you just said. That's awful. Some of the ones that we did, and I don't want to turn this into a worst of a retrospective thing, but like some of the ones we did, looking back now, were not like mean, but like dickish moves. Like when we said... Again, this is not happening live now. I'm stressing this. I'm telling you about something from like 2007, I believe it was, that we had news reports like sounded like real news people. Not that you're not, Paige, but I mean somebody with like a voice like this. You know, like what's the guy that does our traffic?
Bill Brooks.
Bill Brooks.
Making news.
Bill Brooks. 29 Wade Hampton.
He was doing that type voice, and he said that a Brinks truck had spilled over on Pelham Road and Haywood Road, right there at that intersection. We had people from as far away as Hendersonville, North Carolina, drive down there. And when they got there, I believe it was Joey Diapers or someone like that that was doing stunts and stuff for us at the time there to let them know it was all a prank. That was a dickhead move.
Because guess what they tell you? If you really try to pick up the money, you're like, it's a federal offense.
Well, and then the one in...
offense.
04, the year 2004. Many of you might not have even been alive. We had announced that Paige was going to walk naked across Pleasantburg Drive. And there were construction people. There was skedots there.
Little boys.
I'm talking about ladies ones, too. This is when they started letting women work on DOT.
You see how the roads are now, right?
You see how the roads are now. But nevertheless, inflating this number, hundreds of people, not thousands, but hundreds of people showed up there to watch this happen.
One of them.
Wearing a trench coat. Cops showed up. Not that they wanted to see Paige naked, maybe.
They got
to
make sure, though.
Got to make sure that crowd control and such. And then at the last, when we said she was going to walk naked and she was going to take off her trench coat, we handed her a leash that was attached to a dog. They had on a little sign around his neck said, "My name is Naked," and Paige walked across the street.
I mean, people were so mad.
They, you know, in that time, 2004, 2003, it was 2004, I remember specifically. It was like, now? No.
They would have ripped her clothes off.
21 years later, you would have been assaulted.
You would have.
Thank God cops had, you know, they've had to get tear gas and whatnot out
cops
there.
Cops would have assaulted her.
The cops would have been like, you know, Paige, you did say that you were going to walk naked, so you did make them a promise.
You wasted their time.
So that, in short, is...
Dog named Naked.
We don't want to make you think Paige is going to get naked when she's not, that there's free money, or that we're going to give you chocolate in your rations.
But the majority of the ones are just kind of stupid. Like, you're not really missing out.
Yeah, like pranks that you play on family members or things like that.
Say that to the guy in the 80s that a radio station told him he won $100,000.
Oh, my God.
And he lost his mind. And I don't want to say he quit his job, but, like, he went... I mean, think about it. If you won $100,000 and then he goes to the radio station and they give him a candy bar.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm. That's not even funny.
He won $100,000.
Yeah, but still, beat the hell out of the
He won a Toyota, too, probably.
A Toyota. That was the other one. Little figurine of little Yoda from Star Wars.
That's cute. I wouldn't be mad about that.
You wouldn't get mad about that, my ass. Knowing you, you probably wouldn't. You'd be like, you know what? That's a great trick.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I also agree with this text. I think it's a good thing that we don't do April Fools anymore, because what we've learned with politics, some people feel something way different about other things. So depending on the joke, you might end up offending more than others. I hate that world, though, man.
Yeah, everybody's looking to get pissed off. I am, at least.
I mean, I do, but it's easy for me to say that, you know. Because I'm not looking at it from a more of, yeah, I want to talk about all these different things and be mean about it. It's just like, sometimes you just want to ask questions. Like the one earlier I asked, that really even the internet didn't really say much about, like, when did everybody start being actors and we stopped having actresses? Like,
yeah, I didn't think that was derogatory.
I didn't either. You know? It's just like the suffix, et, e? TTE meant like feminine or less than. So you'd have like a laundrette. It wasn't like a full on 15 washing machine laundromat.
Was it women only?
What did you say? Repeat that. Feminine, or what was the other one?
Feminine.
That what you said? Because normally that came from like the et was from, because certain languages.
Ete brute?
Like French, they have male and feminine, like the pronouns.
Yeah, but it's or like the Rockettes is another good example. Like or the there's another one in cheerleading with a famous team that they are the whatever ets, and it's just kind of like
Raiderettes.
Yes,
Raiderettes.
There you go. So, Fab, would you remember a show? And this will blow your mind that this was that long ago. It premiered 9 years ago. And it was only on for 3 seasons. And you and I loved the show. And it just seemingly went away. That show was called Billion Dollar Buyer with the great Tillman Fertitta.
Yeah. Then he ended up buying the Rockets.
So he owned Landry's Restaurants. And then what's the one that's at Myrtle Beach that he owned? I had went to it and I was thinking like, God, I'd pop hard if I walked into this restaurant and Doohickey was sitting there. Was it Cheeseburger in Paradise? Was that it? Or one of those?
I don't think he was in those, maybe.
Well, you know what? I'll quickly.
Are you sure it's not Fertitta?
No. Landry's like, he named Landry's after Tom Landry because he's a big Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
And then, that's going to kill me now. I just thought about it off the top of my head, and now I'm looking all silly and stupid. Don't say that.
Let me try and look it up.
Joe's Crab Shack was part of the company. If you know, text it in, and don't be a prick about it, please. I'm really just
don't
trying.
Don't flex.
To. Rainforest Cafe. There we go. Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, like they got it to
Disney World and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
So the company acquired that. Well, anyway, that dude is like, he's hilarious. Like, he's funny. He's like wealthy as hell, but he's like, good old boy. Not in the, like, the...
Not a racist way.
I was going to say that. God, I hate that, too. I saw something yesterday, and I won't say what it was, but it was, like, something about good old boy mentality. Like, used to good old boy men, like, trustworthy, like, a good, hard-working man. Like Brooks and Dunn sung about, I'm a hard-working man.
Yep.
And now it basically symbolizes racist in people's minds.
I thought it was always racist, wasn't it?
I didn't think that. I thought it was just a good old boys. Never
racist.
Don't look
as
at
hell.
The hood of their car.
Don't look at the hood of the car. Been racist as hell toward everybody else.
They were not.
Born.
They just lived in an area where there was not.
Driving like hell in a racist car.
Hey, was Andy Griffith racist? There was one black person ever on Andy Griffith's show.
Really?
Black and white version. One. Background. Yep. I've looked it up before. That was it. It was just a time thing. And also, if I wasn't born then, you can't make me feel guilty about it. Okay.
Yeah, that is interesting. Because that would have been around the time where, you know, segregation was still...
definitely very
definitely
racist.
Well, it was also a time when women couldn't use credit cards yet. I mean, that was...
Bring that back, Pete says.
That was wild.
Why would I say that?
You wrote me a note. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't.
Disagree with the unfair debt load that the females are accruing.
I mean, that's when the credit industry screwed America.
I know more females that are head of household than men.
So Tillman Fertitta. Well, you know what? I have to... I
mean, you think of all the single parents out there.
I got a buddy who's a stay-at-home dad now, and I bust his balls about it from time to time. His wife's got a good-ass job, and he gets to be around the kids all day. And while that would be frantic and manic, it still is kind of cool.
He's double emasculated when you come around and bust him up.
Yeah, because I already went to work, and it's 11 o'clock at his house.
I don't think taking care of kids has any gender whatsoever.
No, absolutely not.
And that's what's wrong with this country.
No, because I know. I'm just speaking up for the single fathers out there that do a great job.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Raising motherless kids?
I mean, it is what it is. You do the best that you can.
Well, anyway, before you took that really weird, I was going to tell you that Tillman Fertitta has resigned as CEO of Landry's.
I've never been to one.
They you never went been. To a Rainforest Cafe or
been to,
a,
been to a Rainforest
Joe's Crab
Cafe.
Shack?
What, he owns some Morton Steakhouse, too.
Oh, does he?
Like, he was big in that.
So when I first saw this headline, I'm like, oh, my God, some kind of sexual allegations or something like that. Listen to this. Guess who he's close friends with? Now, think about it. I mean, let's just think
I know
about
I know this because I know he owns the Rockets, and I heard this before.
Well, it might not be exactly what you're thinking. Turns out he's good friends with a guy named Donald.
Oh.
Last name, Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Tillman Fertitta is about to become the U.S. ambassador to Italy.
Why, what does that entail?
I don't know.
Why would he want that job?
I just know that dude, and to think about him doing, like, he's like, again, I'm not saying it in the racist way, but the good old, like, he's just a hardworking man that worked his maybe ass up the system.
Maybe he'll be honest.
So is he going to dive? Well, no, because Woody Johnson didn't have to divest in the Jets. He runs it horribly, but when he was ambassador to England, his son was running the Jets, but he was still, you know, in principle owner.
Well, so he's supposed to be confirmed today at the confirmation hearing. And apparently, like, it doesn't look like there's anybody that's...
Why would you want that, though?
Because then, what is the thing with, like...
He's going to basketball games collecting change. And they're good, the Rockets. They're a playoff team.
Neil Armstrong, that son of a bitch, did something that no one else did. No one else can even do again because he was the first one to do it. And it wasn't the first this. It wasn't the first that. It was the first person to ever step foot.
First dude.
What's he come back and do? He runs for office. Wants to get into politics. It's that power.
So they got to take it wherever they can get in, is what you're saying, foot in the door?
Yeah, and also I'm sure he divested and probably put it into a foundation or kids' names or something. But, I mean, look,
that's what Cuban's doing. He's gearing up for a run. He won't say it publicly, but, you know.
What Cuban?
Mark.
Oh, okay.
The Cuban.
Okay. I thought you meant,
He should put that on his signage. I'm the Cuban to vote for.
He's leaving Shark Tank, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're gonna legalize gambling in Texas soon. So
he's getting his own show, though. Cuban is.
Yeah, I don't know why. Look, he's gearing up for big things. Big.
Yeah. He's going to have more time to mess around with it than not messing with the Mavs.
He's already got his online pharmacy, undercutting everybody.
Yep. And I like that.
That's probably a good idea.
It's a good business move, but it's the Sam Walton approach. Like, all right, if I buy it, I'll give you an example. I buy it for a quarter, I'll sell it for 27 cents. And I'll sell a bunch of them and make 2 cents on it.
He said the only thing they haven't figured out yet is insulin. As soon as they can replicate the insulin and undercut that market.
Well, let's drill in this country.
Let's drill for insulin.
Let's drill, baby, for insulin.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.